We glared at each other for several seconds. Then, I broke the icing and walked a few steps away. Okay, Ralph, have it your way. So, what brings you down here? He began scratching his left ear with his left hind leg. I waited. He was a slow scratcher.
Me and Jimmy Joe Dogcatcher are gonna camp out at the lake and fish all night.
My eyes fell on two fishing rods in the cab. Yes, that fits. He stopped scratching and looked at me.
Did you ask, was I having fits?
No, I did not. I said, that fits.
Oh, I thought, can't hear so good when I'm scratching.
He went back to scratching.
Did I mention that there's a lady dog in that white pickup?
My eyes popped open. Suddenly, I was wide awake. What? A lady dog? You mean I've been listening to you all this time and there's a lady dog only 50 feet away?
Uh-huh. I wanted to go talk to her, only I'm too bashful. I'm always afraid they'll laugh at my long ears.
I studied his long ears. They are pretty long, aren't they? I mean, I have nothing against long ears, Ralph, but those may be the longest ears I ever saw. He heaved a deep, mournful sigh.
See, that's why I can't talk to the girls. They just end up talking about my big ears.
Those are definitely some amazing ears, Ralph. Do you ever step on them when you walk?
Uh-huh, all the time. It's pretty embarrassing.
I'll bet. Well, I leaped to my feet. I'll march over to that pickup and give you a few lessons on how to impress the women folk.
Oh, good. Can I watch?
Sure, watch and take notes. You might as well learn from one of the best in the business. I left him there with his big ears and made my way around to the second pickup. Before I got there, I slowed my pace to a manly swagger and let my eyes drift up to the Mercy. She was a beagle. Surely one of the most gorgeous beagles ever to draw breath. She was looking into the rear glass of the pickup and primping on her face. When I came into view, she saw me in the glass. Well, well, she gushed in a sultry voice. Mirror, mirror on the wall, look who's coming, big and tall. Hello there, big boy. I sat down and beamed her a rakish smile. And then, in my deepest, most malodorous voice, I said,
Howdy, ma'am.
Unless my eyes deceive me, you are the lovely Miss Scamper. She fluffed up her ears, then turned and came floating over to the tailgate, wearing a foxy little smile. She fluttered her... Mercy, she fluttered those long eyelashes, and I almost forgot to breathe.
You're pretty cute yourself, Wolfie. Do we have a name for you?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Hank the Cowbell, Hank the Cowdog, head of ranch security. At your service, ma'am.
Ooh, are we a pretty important dog? Is that what we're saying?
Well, I'm not one to boast or brag, that is, but it's been said that, yes, I'm a fairly important dog. She studied the claws on her right front paw.
Are we merely important, or are we also a rich?
Funny that you should ask. As a matter of fact, I recently made a huge fortune in the bone market. One eyebrow twitched.
Ooh, little fortunes don't thrill me, but I can be impressed by huge ones.
Well, I've got one. I also write poetry, speak many languages, and do tricks.
You're a busy little fellow, aren't you? So what's causing all the dust?
Huh? Dust? It was then that I noticed a small cloud of dust that had risen around us. Oh, the dust. Huh. My best guess, Miss Scamper, is that you've caused my tail to wag extra hard, and it's kicking up a small cloud of dust, so to speak.
That's a pretty smart tail, but maybe we could slow it down now that we're friends.
Sure, you bet. I punched in the commands for relaxed tail. It didn't work. I shot a glance at Miss Scamper. She was fanning the air with a paw.
It keeps wagging, doesn't it?
Yes, ma'am, so it seems. It's been a while since we've had a gorgeous lady on the ranch, don't you see? And the old tail just wants to wag, I guess. She coughed again and gave me a frozen smile.
Maybe we should do a trick.
Right, just what I was thinking. Okay, check this one out. I stood up and walked a short distance away, loosened up my enormous shoulder muscles, and prepared for the trick. Now watch. Bang! I fell to the ground and played dead. I laid there for 15 seconds and didn't even breathe, then leaped to my feet and took a bow. Heh, pretty impressive, huh? I'll bet you thought I was really dead.
I was almost worried sick.
Great. You want to see another one?
If you've got the money, honey, I've got the time.
You're covered. Watch this one. I hopped up on my back legs and walked around in a circle. Then, before her very eyes, I shifted to only one leg. Fellers, that was a toughie. To be honest about it, I had never attempted it before, and I'm not sure that any dog in the whole world had ever attempted it. It was that difficult a trick. I shot her a glance and noticed that her eyes had wandered. This lady was hard to impress, but my next variation on the trick would no doubt leave her breathless. Okay, Miss Scamper, watch carefully. This next move will knock your socks off. It was a backwards flip, if you can believe that. Balanced on one leg, I went into a deep crouch, leaped upwards, and kicked my hind legs into the air, and the crucial part of the maneuver is getting your back feet over your head and then around on the other side without breaking your neck in the process. I didn't quite get her done, shall we say, and came up with a crooked neck and sand in my mouth. But the good news was that she was smiling. That made it all worthwhile. Anything to please the ladies, I always say.
Well, what do we call that one?
I call it... I tried to straighten my neck. We call it the one-leg hop circle with half a flip and a busted neck. It's a world-class stunt.
I'll bet. She fluffed at her ears. What's next, or is that all?
Well, Actually, that was probably my best trick, Miss Scamper.
Oh, shucks.
But let me hasten to add that I sing. Her eyes swung around and stuck me.
You sing?
Right, I sing, as in la 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 la. You know, singing, music, songs.
And I'll bet we're fixing to hear one, huh?
Oh? Well, sure, I guess I could do one for you.
And let me guess, you wrote it yourself, right?
Well, yes, as a matter of fact, I did. But how did you know that? She looked away.
Hun, I've lapped this track before.
I beg your pardon?
I said, let's hear the song.
Well, sure, if you really... Here we go. Thank you. Miss Kemper, we just barely met, and I'd like to be your pal. But I'm not the kind of feller who gets silly over gals. See, I'm head of ranch security. I call this ranch my own. I'm used to working hardship and spending time alone. A lot of dogs will lose their heads when a lady comes around. They'll go to howling at the moon and rolling on the ground. But that's not me, it's not my style, I'm more the silent kind. I hold my feelings deep inside this calculating mind. You've got the prettiest big old face this cow dog's ever seen. Miss Kemper, you just blow my mind, you're every puppy's dream. My heart's about to float away like a big old red balloon. I swear I'm thinking seriously about howling at the moon. Oops, let me get control of things before my feelings show. See, I'm really not the kind of dog who wants the gals to know that I might be impressed at all by the way a lady looks. I try to run this ranch of mine strictly by the books. So don't you expect for me to faint and blush and bow? Did you just wink your eye at me and arch that lovely brow? Now cut that out, Miss Kemper! I'm trying to stay composed. Dadgum the luck, I'm a sitting duck and totally exposed. You've got the prettiest beagle face this cow dog's ever seen. Miss Kemper, you just blow my mind, you're every puppy's dream. You shouldn't wink that eye at me, I'm crazy as a loon. To heck with pals, I love the gals, I'm howling at the moon. To heck with pals, I love the gals, I'm howling at the moon.